to speak to this congregation about the Word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. In training, if you will. Hopefully one of these days, God will see fit that I'll become even more versed with Scripture, even more understanding about what I'm reading, and more articulate about how I present the Word of God. Amen? There are scriptures that says that we are to practice the laying on of hands. We are to practice on people. We are to take the word out to the people. If we don't, how are we going to get people saved? Amen? The reason why I said laying on of hands a moment ago is because there are so many churches that don't believe that we are to do those things. But it's Scripture. My own personal belief, if when you open to the books of Genesis and the first Scripture in the beginning, and then somewhere toward the latter end of Revelations, it says that I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Well, if in the beginning is truth, and at the end of the Bible it says, well, I am the Alpha and the Omega is truth, then everything in between it is truth as well. So we need, not only as one church, because one church is not the body of Christ. All churches are the body of Christ. We all need to get on the same page. Amen? I understand about your doctrines. I understand about the way you think. But I believe personally, if we're going to speak about the Word of God, we need to practice preaching the whole truth. We need to touch base with everything in here. But today, I had to chase that rabbit. Gerald Relliford's really rubbing off on me. I had to, boy, somebody shoot that rabbit. Somebody shoot that thing. I think that what that is? Golly, that was, boy, that rabbit just run for a minute, didn't he? But anyway, this morning I'm going to talk from the book of Timothy, Timothy 1. So you could turn with me there. And the book of Timothy, Paul wrote this letter to the Ephesians because they were doing things as far as they weren't treating people right. They really didn't know how to conduct themselves in a churchly order. So Paul wrote Timothy to do these things. When I opened my Bible to this particular chapter this morning was a reading, it gave a little bit of history about Timothy. And it was to believe that he was an only child and he was a Jew. And also that when he got saved, that he conducted himself in a manner that when Paul returned to talk to this man, that he conducted himself in a godly fashion. And that's what caught Paul's eye, and really he focused on teaching this man how to be an even better man of God. Amen? But anyway, I'm just going to touch base on a few things this morning, things that you already know. And we're going to start in chapter 1 in the 12th verse. And it says, "And I thank Christ Jesus our Lord, who has enabled me because he counted me faithful, putting me into the ministry. Although I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an insolent man, but I obtained the mercy because I did it ignorantly in unbelief. I'm going to stop right there. Quit blaming yourselves for what you have been. Don't ever do that. God has taken care of that. The blood of Christ has washed all that clean. It's been forgotten about. Amen? We, once we say that prayer, it's all gone. We don't have to be ignorant to that fact anymore. There was no, not that I could find, or not that I've read about, there may be. But I don't believe that there's another character in the Bible that was as bad as Paul. He was a rough man. He killed a lot of people. He persecuted a lot of people. So a lot of times that we will do something wrong, and I don't know if I can be forgiven for that, or we might see somebody that's done something wrong. Well, they'll never get forgiven for that. Yes, they will. If they'll get on their knees and ask God to forgive them, and taking it wholeheartedly and they're serious about it, you will be forgiven. I don't care what your crime is. Because in the eyes of God, I don't think there's a greater sin than killing yourself. And the only reason why that sin won't be covered is because you can't ask for forgiveness for yourself. That's what I believe. That's what I've read to be the truth. Amen? But anyway, 14, as it says, in the grace of our Lord has exceedingly abundantly with faith and love which are in Jesus Christ. This is a faithful saying and worthy of all acceptance, that Christ Jesus came into this world to save sinners, of whom I am the chief. And I like that particular scripture because Paul himself, he's pointing fingers at how bad a sinner that he was or is. But to me, that's why when I get up here, I'll talk about Ricardo. I don't know enough about you to do that. And later on in the Bible, it talks about idle babblings of this and that. We shouldn't do that either. You know, if you don't have nothing nice to say to a person, don't say it. We shouldn't be that way. But anyway, it says, however, for this reason, I obtain mercy, that in me first Jesus might show all long-suffering as a pattern to those who are going to believe on him for everlasting life. Now, that is a testimony. You can take that, point that finger at yourself. If you get this opportunity to talk to somebody that doesn't know the Lord, you can take that right there and really preach to someone that don't know Christ. All you got to do is say, hey, like myself, man, quote, I was the worst drug addict in this county. One day, I spoke a prayer, and God delivered me from all that. I had to go to prison to get some things straightened out with the law. But I got out a saved man.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah. I come out of here clean. Now, with that being said, as much junk as I did before then, now look at me. My slate's been wiped clean, fresh start in life, and God has got my back.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But anyway, it says in 18, this chapter I commit to you, son of Timothy, according to the prophecies previously made concerning you, that by then you may wage the good warfare. It's a never-ending battle between good and evil. A never-ending battle. I don't care how good you got it today, tomorrow may make you cry. But in the eyes of God, you stand on your faith, you do what you got to do, keep believing in God, and it will work out. Because we might not can fix it, but I know somebody who will fix it. Jesus will straighten it all out. You know, to purify gold, you got to run it through fire. All your junk floats. Sometimes in life, we have to go through things to be molded to be a stronger individual. Not that we want to. It's just life. We have to do it. I don't know of a soul, rich or poor, that's ever lived a life to where the he or she didn't have to walk through something. I don't think that's possible. I don't believe it's possible for man to live the perfect life. No, for a fact that Jesus didn't live. He was a perfect being, but his life was not. I don't believe that any time you walk down the street and people persecute you because you are speaking the truth and good things. I don't believe that's a perfect life. When you get spit on, no. Get rocks thrown at you, no. I don't believe that. I could go on with that. I mean, y'all know the story, how Jesus' life was. But what I do believe is that when you come out on the other side, it makes you a stronger person. I also believe that when we pray for each other every day, that makes us a stronger person too. We're going to get to that just in a minute. But anyway, it says, having faith, let me rephrase it. It says to wage good warfare. Let me back up to that. What are we going to do when we're put in that situation to where we have to talk to people about the Lord? What are we going to do? I know some of us in here that'll just babble it off, and that's what we should do. What I mean by that is we should stand up wholeheartedly and let people know what Christ has done in our lives and done for us. I don't care where you're at. I believe there's a scripture that says if you deny the Lord, he will you too. Just paraphrased. Yeah. We need to stand wholeheartedly. Don't know why that when I asked the good Lord about what I need to speak on this morning, he brought out 1 Timothy. I'm not perfect. But I tell you this, if you deny God, or if you get opportunity to say something to someone about the Lord, to speak of his goodness, and you don't do it, I'd get a little concerned, because that's what we're put here to do. We were made in his image, and we were made to worship him, so therefore I believe we need to back him up as well as he does us. Amen? Hallelujah. In chapter 2 it says, therefore I exhort first of all supplication, that all supplications, prayers, and intercession be giving thanks to be made for all men, for our kings, who are all in authority, that we may lead a quiet, peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. We all know that this world is in turmoil. We all know the status of the leaders in all these countries. And it's just not the United States, the world. These terrorists have us in a position where your faith better be your faith better be real, because the United States is not as safe as we think it is. If we don't join together as a country and take it back through Christianity, it's going to fail. All this all the women laying together. Let's just go there. All the women, the men laying together. Rome, it happened there. Sodom and Gomorrah, it happened there. What happened to them? They failed. It's over. Anywhere I've read in the Bible that where homosexuality and all those unclean things took place, they didn't last afterwards. And here it is here. It's okay to be gay. No, it's not. Oh, they were born that way. I don't believe it. That's a choice. That is strictly a choice. It was a choice I made to do drugs. It was a choice I made to drink alcohol. It was a choice I made to smoke a cigarette. It was a choice I made to smoke marijuana. It's a choice. I don't believe that 1 minute that you're born that way. It wasn't born in me that I smoked pot. Was not. Or any other thing I done wrong. It was, I did it by choice. So anyway, with that being said, it's awful. I just think it's awful, and that's my belief, and I'll stand on it. I commend the lady, that whoever she was, that would not sign that license to marry two men. Or two women, whoever it was. I praise her for that. I commend her right now. And don't bring that to me. Well, you know, it's their right to be what they want to be. Yeah, fine and well, it's their right. But is it right that two men get married? No. It's what the Bible says. Man shall not lay with man, nor a woman with a woman. That's the word of God, and that's the way it ought to be kept. Amen. I don't care who our president is. I don't care what Republican or Democrat. If you're wrong, you're wrong. And that's wrong. But anyway, let me quit complaining about that now. But anyway, it says, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior. And what he's talking about is, well, we pray for each other, when we uphold each other, when we take time out and pray for somebody else, that's a good thing. That's what we're made for. When this country stands up and pray to take it back as a whole, that'll be a good thing too, because until we do that, it's going to run rampant. It was said last week, no matter who's in authority, God is in control. Amen. And if we just favor the Bible and what God has to say about things, it'll work out. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. So therefore we need to just keep remembering just to pray for our fellow man and pray for everybody. You know, I run across people that are gay when I'm out in the world, and I talk to them. And when I leave, I pray for them. Lord, Holy Ghost, you need to get on them every time they get around me, that they see a man, and whenever they get around a godly woman, that they see a woman and know that that's wrong, just eat at their spirit. And I mean, you can leave it at that, amen, and go about your business. I don't think that we should be up in our face protesting, no, because that's their choice. But we can sick the Holy Ghost on them, amen. I believe that, amen. That sounds like something Clifton Coulter would do, don't it? Oh, watch out now. Oh, hallelujah, Mom. But anyway, let's skip over to chapter 5, and then this is short, but it's just a refreshing course here. It says, do not rebuke an older man, but exhort him as a father. Younger men as brothers. Amen. Older women as mothers, younger women as sisters, with all purity. I'm going to tell y'all right now, I have the utmost respect for everybody in this church. But I have even more respect for the elders of this church. I have even more respect for the people that has been here to start this church, to found this church, because after being here for the amount of time that I have, and I see what goes into being a minister, I've seen what goes in to keeping the doors open on a place. I see what goes in to maintaining your congregation. It's a job. And I want to put it bluntly, but when you got people calling you all hours of the night, whether it's good or bad, you're running constantly. You're worried about bills constantly. I mean, it's just human nature. You're worried about making sure that you haven't hurt anybody's feelings. That's a job. That's a real job. When you deal with individuals on a daily basis, you can't please everybody, you're going to hurt some feelings. So I commend all you elderly people that have held this church together. Being obedient to God and doing what you're supposed to do to keep the doors open here. It's awesome, and I commend you. I take my hat off to you. But that one said, if you want to row me real quick, you abuse an older person in front of me. You abuse a child in front of me. That will get me angry. And I know that, quote, I'm supposed to be this big Christian man, but now if you want to bring out the worst in Ricardo, you do that in front of Ricardo. I ain't going to have it. And no man should stand around and watch some younger person abuse in anybody, especially the elder people. We need to consider everyone in church. We need to consider Christian people in general, that we walk in love and unity. I don't care what kind of denomination you are. Even though they may not believe like us, may omit a few things from the gospel, that don't mean they're going to go to hell. As long as they believe in the good Lord. So we need to commend everybody that is a Christian. I don't say that like I said, that their doctrines may be different from ours. But we still need to commend them, and we still need to rub shoulders with them. We still need to go out into the world and take the gospel, because if we don't take it out there, we can't get them in here, amen? And anybody that comes to church on a consistent basis and don't know the Lord needs to get saved. Simple as that, because it's a simple thing to do. All we have to do is just say, I believe that Jesus bled, he hung, and he died for me on that cross. And it's a done deal. And it's just a simple thing to do. So with that being said, we're going to end the service here. But is there anybody that need any prayers for anything? Or if so, come on up here and we'll do that. If not, would you please stand? Heavenly Father, I thank you for today. I thank you, Lord God, for the writing of Paul, because he was a soldier, Lord. He carried the word, Lord God, whether people liked it or not. He put your truth into action, Lord. And I thank you, Lord God, for doing that. I thank you for having our backs, Lord God, that when we can't help ourselves. So Heavenly Father, I thank you as these people go their separate ways this week, and go to their jobs and get back out into this world. I thank you for first putting people in their path, Lord God, that they may talk to about you. And I thank you, Jesus, for encouraging them and giving them the words to say, Lord. Now, Lord, bless us as we go on through this week. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Everyone that's going to help out with camp,